Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen.
Everybody. Well,
the church. Let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does.
don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by today, whether it's morning there where you are, night or evening. God bless each and every one of you today on a wonderful and a beautiful today. Well, we're going to pray before we start with our topic today. Oh, gracious Father, we come this day to give you thanks to Him, the Father. It's all about you. It's not about us, the Heavenly Father. We're your servants. We're your hands, your eyes, your feet, the Heavenly Father, everything that you need us to be, the Heavenly Father. As we break bread together today, the Heavenly Father, to the listening audience, the Heavenly Father, I ask you to let me just be the mail, lady, the Heavenly Father, delivering the mail. When I open my mouth, I ask you to speak through me, the Heavenly Father. Give me clarity of everything, the Heavenly Father, that you would have me to see on this broadcast today. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're talking about work as unto the Lord. And my first scripture is going to be coming from Colossians 3, 23 and 24. And the word of God says, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. It is the Lord, Christ, whom you serve. It's God who you are serving, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in addition to supplying our physical needs, work plays a very important role in our spiritual life. It provides the opportunity to put into practice spiritual principles that would otherwise be mere academic. You know, a Christian can study every passage in the Bible dealing with serving others and read every biography of those who were noted servants, such as George Mueller and a few others, and still not really understand the principle of surrendering rights. You know, on the job, however, the opportunity to yield our rights present itself every day. The way we do our work provides the best exterior reflection of our commitment to serve the Lord in a real, physical way. It doesn't matter whether the work is in the home, on an assembly line, or in a corporate office. Our truth. Christian belief will be reflected more clearly there than any other environment outside the immediately family relationship. You know, the chain of relationship from families to work is so entwined that the Apostle Paul listed them as a series in Colossians 3. First, husband-wife relationship. Second, parent-children relationship. And thirdly, authority-work relationship. You know, Paul knew that unless a Christian had all of those managers properly, his life could not manifest joy, peace, or contentment. A great deal of teaching is available now on the first two areas, marriage and children. However, little has been written or done on equally large area of difficulty of work. You know, far too many Christians' work is a necessary evil, while others it is an area of worship. Obelisks, both are extreme and represent a spiritual imbalance. Many Christians view that jars with drudgery. Literally, jobs are just a mean to earn money so that they can enjoy themselves. You know how some of you all feel when you go to work and it's not, that day is not the day you really want to go? And someone that asks you how you doing, how things going, and you know you have such drawn out things about the job, or you wish you didn't have to work, or you wish you had another job, or another type of job. But we know literally jobs are just a means to earn money so that they can you can enjoy yourself and take care of your necessities. Hallelujah. They are dissatisfied with their vocation. You know you've run into people like that. Disgruntled employees on the job. And resentment of others' success, but they don't realize this other person worked hard for what he got. He didn't just come in grumbling and complaining and murmuring. They went on and did the job that was asked for them to do or was on the job description that they know they could fit or they can do. You know, to compensate, they fill their lives with endless outside activities. You know, for non-believers, there are usually hunting, fishing, boating, skiing, and so on, those that don't want to work. Those that leaving a job, saying a child's sick, or they got this appointment, that appointment, but they really do not want to work that day, or they're tired of the job. You have to work as unto the Lord. You know, for the Christians, there may be church activities and civic function. You know, we can find a lot of the work to do at the church. We are, you know, we're running this line, that line. We're doing the choir. We're doing the deacon board. We're doing the deaconess. We're doing the help ministry. We're serving on this committee, serving on that. But what you're doing, do unto the Lord when you're working for Christ. You might be feeding somebody, the homeless, on the streets. You may be taking in or working in a home somewhere, but work as unto the Lord. You know, none of these activities I was called or said earlier is bad in itself. In fact, they are quite good unless the activity or a substitute for the lack of fulfillment at work. You know, somehow Christians have been duped into believing that work is a securely activity. And therefore, one shouldn't expect to feel spiritual about a job. That attitude destroys our greatest area of outreach and minister and witnessing. Don't you know on your job you can outreach? You can witness on your job. Work as unto the Lord. You can tell someone that you know that's not saved. Someone come to you with a problem, and they see, they say, I know you are a believer. I can tell how things are working out for you because you are serving God. I have backslid, or I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And that person right there on the job can take you aside, give you some good word, godly, worthy, give you scriptures. You know, you can work unto the Lord right on your job, even ministering from your home. You may be on the phone calling people, calling the sick and shut in. Work as unto the Lord. You may be working at a nursing home or in a hospital. Treat the people with dignity. Work as unto the Lord. You know, few Christians who view their work as a chore have much of the witness on or off job. When you turn over to Proverbs 22 and 29, the word of God said, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. That means you know you of that man out there built a home. He had the blueprint. He's going to show you every avenue, every every entity that God have given him to build that home. He's working as unto the Lord. He's giving God the praise. You know, it is fortunate for all of us that God's word is both simple and complete. No subject affecting our lives is left to our own imagination. Those who are resentful about the success of others, whose feelings are hurt because of the lack of recognition, or who use a job as their ulterior ego, are suffering from the same spiritual melee. You know some people that are resentful, some people on their job that they got a promotion and they didn't get one. Did you look at your performance on your job? Did you notice how God was looking at you? Was you working unto the law? Was you sitting on the time clock instead of working while you on the time clock? Was you stealing time while you was at the job? Was you playing around, or did you really go there to work? While you were there, you could witness to someone. You could outreach to someone while you were on your job. It's not taken away from you or from your job, but you can pass and give someone a smile one day. You can pass and give someone a handshake. Say, man or woman, I understand this is the problem you're going through. Let me tell you how Jesus brought me out. That's not taken away from the job. That's not stopping your job. You can even send them an email, a text on your lunch break on how God will work it out. You can still minister on your break, you know. On your way to work, carpool. That way you can minister to that sister. You can minister to that brother. You are working as unto the Lord. You are serving God, not man. You are to please God, not man. Sure, you want to do your work decently in order on the job that man have given you, open the door, that God opened the door for you. But the main person that you have to keep your focus on is Jesus Christ. And you have to watch for those that are resentful on account of the job you have, the title you may have, the pay raise you may have gotten. They don't know what you may have been doing extra. You may have been doing paperwork extra. You might have went because call of duty. An employee or another coworker or a customer could have called and gave you a good recommendation, but that other person talked it so nasty to the people. They had a bad attitude. You don't want to have that. You want to let your work speak for you, not just in the building, but you want to let your work speak through you, no matter who may be there. You want your work to be as unto the Lord, even if you're at home. You may have a ministry where you're calling people to check on them. Do it unto the Lord. You may have a food pantry where you're serving people. Do it unto the Lord. You still working. You may have your own business. You may be sewing. Do it unto the Lord. Say, I'm going to do this for the church, or I'm going to do this for Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, but do it unto the Lord. And you know, when we do that, God will reward us. We don't have to worry about man rewarding us. God will reward us. You know, unfortunately, men will always fail. Fortunately, God will never fail. You know, if a Christian approaches a job with the attitude that some person must recognize him as the best, there will almost always be disappointment, because the first get to show appreciation, resentment set in. Hallelujah. Would you hold a minute, please? Much caller from area code 770, and all you all that stayed on, praise God, praise God. You know, when I get back to saying, the first time the boss would get to show appreciation, resentment creep in. You know, a lot of you have been on job because you did something for the boss or you went beyond the call of duty. They may not have said anything right then. They didn't pat you on the back. They didn't say, oh, let me get up in the meeting and call so-and-so out. Don't resent because God is looking at what you're doing. It might be on your next paycheck. You see, you got a 75-cent or a dollar raise or even a $2 raise. And you'll say, my, I thought he forgot about something I did. But he was rewarding you. He may not have said anything then, but your heavenly Father was sitting high and looking low. He knew exactly what you was doing. You know, to get the praise of men is not difficult in business. Just do what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. You know, the trick is guessing what, when, and how on some of the jobs that you have. You know, one bad guess and the praise is gone. It might require dropping a bomb on your coworker from time to time because you're to get the praise of men. You don't want the praise of men. You want the praise of God. You certainly can't allow someone else to get it. You know, God is going to give you what's due you. No matter how long it may take, that person that you did something for may not even realize it, may not took a second thought of it, but God was writing it down. He said, that's my servant, that woman, that boy, that girl, that man. I saw what they were doing. They was doing it unto me. They wasn't looking for praises from me, but they was doing that from their heart, and I'm going to reward them openly. You know, they come to me in secret, but I'm going to reward them openly, you know. And in Luke 16 and 15, the word of God says, and he said to them, you are those who justify yourself in the sight of men. But God knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God. My. You know, it is interesting to note that those workers whom bosses praise more highly are usually the ones who require the least praise. You know, it takes a lot of energy to remember to praise someone for everything he does right. Because you could do something every day, and you wondering why your boss, your coworker, your family even, didn't notice what you did. God noticed it. Don't worry about it. Don't charge it charge it to the head and not to their heart. You know, just say, okay, I just let that go. Because God see what I'm doing, and he know the reason I'm doing and the purpose I'm doing. And if you're doing it unto God, you're going to be blessed. You know, it takes a lot of energy to remember to praise someone for everything he does. What a joy it is when a boss finds a quiet, efficiency, self-starter who continues to look after the interests of other employees. You know, a lot of people don't like to do that, but on jobs, you can see danger. God has showed it to you. You alert the rest of the employees to keep them from getting hurt. If you're on a safety team with your job, or you just notice an accident waiting to happen, as they say, you brought it to the attention of the safety manager, the manager, or somebody, the lead person that was in charge. That don't take anything from you. Just look, not what it saved the company, but look what it saved you and the rest of a family that could have gotten hurt. So work as unto the Lord. You know, those qualities are so rare that the boss is torn between promoting that person and keeping him at the present job because it is so easy to get the work done. Some people are in jobs for 20 and 30 years. Some haven't gotten a pay raise. Some ain't asked about a pay raise. Some on a deadbeat job where God been told them it's time to move on, it's time to move up. But just because they can have such and such a thing at this particular time of the day. Every day, they don't want to give that up. But just think, come out of your comfort zone today. Work as unto the Lord. You will be surprised the job that God will give you when you work it as unto the Lord. The things he may do right where you are, work as unto the Lord. You know, because God is just so good. You know, I have found a common characteristic in Christians who don't rely on praise from men. They take literally the principle of working. Colossians 2:23 and 24, and it reads, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. And, you know, a lot of people will start realizing that they're serving Jesus Christ. It's not that man, it's not that woman that's right there on that job per se. They're thinking, they, you know, if I don't do it for him, I don't do it for him. But God is sitting high looking low. And you are serving him. You are there on an assignment. Don't you know that? Any job you have, whether it's at the church, whether it's on the job, out in the workforce, you doing that job unto the Lord. You say, Lord, I'll do this. I'll go here. Well, you're his eyes. You're his hands. You're his feet. You're his ears. You his mouth. Peace. When he needs to speak, he can speak through you because you say, here I am, Lord. I'm working unto you, Lord. That means if I need to enter the trash can, empty. If I need to clean up the bathroom, I'm doing it unto you, Lord. And that's what we have to think as we work unto the Lord. Not as men and women pleaser, but working and giving all you have unto the Lord. And as I went on, I was reading in that on whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve, not your neighbor, not your mother, father, you serving Christ. The key is that they look to the Lord for their reward, and in doing so find that his standards of conduct are so much higher than men that they surpass any boss expectation when you're doing it unto the Lord. It is not that they don't want continuous praise from men, but they don't need it. My, 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 my. Because when you're doing a job for the Lord, oh, my, 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 my. I just think about the different tasks that I do in a course of a day. I'm not doing it for just the individual. I'm not doing it for a praise and pat on the back. But I'm doing the work for the Lord because one day he'll give me my reward. See, the reward here on earth, man will pat you on the back 5 minutes and next 10 minutes. He running you down, pulling you down, and you go to thank him, scratching your head. What I thought he or she was, mm-mm. See, what you do, the work unto the Lord, it will pay off after a while. You know, I'm going to tell you some things that you can do to break the trap on the work cycle and the different things that you do. First of all, be honest. The first step is to confess to God that any attitude or resentment, any ego, any pride or desire for praise is unacceptable and need to be corrected. I know a lot of times you've been placed and people say, that's just unacceptable. You know, 1 John 1:9 says, and I'm coming from the word now, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My, 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 my. You know, the second thing is to admit it openly. Don't keep it inside. Admit it openly. Come up out of your mouth with it. The next step is to seek forgiveness. How many of you all actually seek and ask for forgiveness and go to God? Forgiveness of those who may have been offended or hurt. You know, sometimes you may hurt people and offend people in the course of a day. And sometimes you realize you've done that. But do you go back and ask them to forgive you? You know, acknowledge this as a personal weakness and ask their help in detecting and correcting it in the future. My. You know, in Galatians 6:2-3, I'm still in the Word of God now. I'm just bringing you scriptures. Work as unto the Lord. Galatians 6:2-3 say, bear one another's burdens. People now don't want to bear one another's burdens. And thus fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone think he is something when he is nothing, he deceive himself. I think I better read that one again. Admit openly. Acknowledge this as a personal weakness and ask their help in detecting and correcting it. Bear one another's burden. Nobody want to bear another's burden anymore. Thus fulfill the law of Christ. For anyone think he is something. You know, a lot of people, you are something in God's eyesight. But don't be out there trying to be so boastful and proud like it's me. It's all about me. It's all about me. No. You are there to do a service to the Lord. You know, a word of caution is necessary. Do not expect everyone to appreciate or understand your action. You're going to run across people like that. Remember that you serve Christ, not men. It is for your relationship to him that you need to correct the problem that you may have. That is equally true. Or a housewife whose husband and children seemingly never appreciate her. And I brought that up because so many women that's married and their children, they're cleaning, they're cooking, they're running errands. They're getting homework. They're doing everything in the course of a day and a night. When they finally settle down, they tired, they beat, as a little dog would be, with their tongue hanging out of their mouth. And all they want from you is just maybe they say, oh, mother, that looks so nice. Oh, mother, that was a wonderful meal. Thank you so much for washing my sneakers. Oh, you got my cheerleading uniform ready. And the mother, you know, she don't feel appreciated. Correct your attitude and action and leave the result to God. Don't worry about it. You know, they may not even be thinking about that right then. But you're feeling like, you know, a letdown. But think about, God, you gave me that husband. God, you gave me these children. And you told me what a wife and what a mother are supposed to be. Let me do the service to you, Lord. Let me give you all that I have. Let me work as unto the Lord. You know, thirdly, take action. Take correct action. Satan's number one weapon is defeat. But God's number one promise is victory. Hallelujah. When you find that the original problem have returned, never allow yourself to dwell on them. Confess them again, publicly if necessary. Many times a little ego deflate is necessary to a commitment firm. My. You know, they will require that you forgive any offense that someone else commit against you. That take a bigger person. You know, in Colossians 3:13, it says, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whosoever has a complaint against anyone,
just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Can you forgive those that have wronged you? The word says we are to forgive them. It's in the scripture. It's in your Bible if you haven't tore your pages out. You know, I go back up to the first chapter, the first verse I give you in Colossians. Well, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. And when people start realizing they're serving God, they're not serving man. You may be doing a job at the time for man or woman, but you're doing it unto God. You know, you need a spiritual renewing. You know, since the problems are spiritually, the solution must be spiritually also. The only source of spiritual renewing is the Holy Spirit. Today, examine your daily spiritual life honestly. Do you spend time regular in prayer and the study of God's word? Do you start your day off with prayer? Don't you know when you start your day off with prayer and giving him praise, the first fruit of the day, don't you know your day go a whole lot better? No matter what come up on your job, it was a prayer or something came up on your prayer line or your Bible study line that triggered something in your mind and started you to just giving God the praise, and that other person said, well, what's going with them? Said, she should have been mad or she should have been upset. Oh, I just gave her a pink slip, and she just praising God. What's wrong? She got the joy of the Lord that's with her. She know who she working for. She know who will give her a paycheck and will not take it back. He or she know that. That's spiritual renewing. And you know, without regular spiritual food, even the most determined Christian would develop spiritual amnesia. You know, group prayer, conferences, and church are not substitute for a personal relationship with God. I better say that again. Group prayers is good. Conferences is good. Church is good. That's within you. But they are not a substitute for a personal relationship with God, that one-on-one with God. If Christ need to withdraw and be alone with God, we must also. It's in the scripture. If Christ needed to withdraw and go to his Father, we must also. You know, Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. My. Work as unto the Lord. Provide, serve, have a good attitude. Your needs will be met. Don't do things grudgingly, but do them unto the Lord, no matter what job you have today. Do it unto the Lord. You get upset at some time. You want to throw in the towel. We all do. We all go through that period in our life where we feel we're not appreciated. We, you know, they don't want to talk nice to us. They don't want to give us even a little token or a little gift from time to time. But we got to remember who we working for in the vineyard of the Lord Jesus. So I hope it was something said today. Work as unto the Lord is something that will help somebody today on their jobs, not only on the workforce, but even in the building, the church that they're in. God wants us to do mighty works. You know, works of laws, you know, work of the ministry. And that's really where it comes in. You feel like you have worked so long and so hard in the ministry and nobody noticed what you was doing. But God noticed. No matter if they pat you on the back or not, God knew exactly what you was doing and why you was doing it. But you can know without a shadow of a doubt, I was doing it from my heart. I was giving God the praise. And you know, in Ephesians 4 and 12 say, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. My, my, my. You know, we have to know that we're working for Jesus. And he the one will give us our paycheck and our reward. Sure, it hurt us when we don't get paid. And we know we do to get paid. But just think about when God rewards you. Lord, that reward is so great. He starts sending you money. He starts sending you gifts from left to right. And you start saying, where is all this coming from? My, 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 my. But we can give God praise today. And then I went to Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. They said, there is vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men unto whom it happened according to the work of the wicked. Against there be wicked men to whom it happened according to the works of the righteous. I say that this also is vanity. You know, you know, have to work your faith. So when we working unto the Lord, we know where we going to get paid from, because we working for God. And I want to thank everyone for coming today, listening to this broadcast. And I thought that was really needed, work as unto the Lord. I asked God for on this here topic, because we in the workforce, there's so many people out of work would love to have a job that you want to give up on, that you're getting a check, you're getting all the benefits on it. And then there's other people that's looking for work every day, saying, God, open a job, a door for me to have a job, so I can be self-sufficient. I have a need. You said you will supply my every need. So let me work unto you, Lord. Until you open that door, let me find myself working for you, dear Heavenly Father. If there's business sick, go by and clean up somebody's house. Cook them a meal once or twice a week. Let me work unto you. Let me do what you have said to do. And we have one caller on. If caller, if you would like to come on, area code 770, you would like to say something, you can just hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. And others, I know a lot of you all at your jobs, on your jobs, and so you're using your phone with your earpieces and things. But I want to say thank you so much for coming to the line today. And I'm going to see, can I play us some music? Because with the work as unto the Lord, I think if this song come up, I think this will really help as we work unto the Lord with a lot of attitudes and people that we have to work with and a lot of dissension. Let's see what this one play for us. Here he is.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song.
Come on in.
Sometimes to keep from crying, we have to smile and go on, knowing that we are working to please God. I want to thank everyone for coming to the show today. I have enjoyed you all that have come and listened in. And next week we'll start us with another exciting topic for the new month of February. And we're going to be on it for next month in Jesus' name. He will drop in my spirit from the Word of God what to bring next week, starting the new month of February, which is a short month. Just think about working unto the Lord, serving the Lord. Just remember that. Work as unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do your work heartily. As for the Lord rather than for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. And until next week, I'm going to say bless. I know I have a few minutes left, so I'll just let a little music play to take us off the air. Have a wonderful weekend.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, so much power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. The blood that Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. To the high.